Good morning, Whitewater. You are listening to Dan and Sean in the Morning on WSUW Whitewater. It's going to be a great show today. We're really looking forward to it.
That's right, Dan. Looking forward to a great show today. We have some awesome tunes coming up for you and some pretty good segments for today. So thank you for joining us early. This is 10:02 right now. And what are we bringing them first, Dan?
First, we're going to bring up some music from the 70s. It's one of my favorite disco songs. And I don't say a lot of my songs are my favorite, but they're all just so good, Sean, right?
That's right. All right, we're going to kick it to the Bee Gees with Staying Alive.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You are listening to 91.7 The Edge with Dan and Sean in the morning. Just a reminder, you can call in at any time and request a song you want to hear at 1-262-472-1312. That number can be found at danandseaninthemorning.com. And also, if you want to tweet at us, you can follow us on Twitter at DanSean917. Speaking of the request line, we already had one this morning. Right, Sean?
That's right. We got a shout-out here. This one goes to Joey M. This is the Backstreet Boys with I Want It That Way. You're listening to Dan and Sean in the Mornings on 91.7 The Edge. Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire.
To 91.7 The Edge here with Dan and Sean in the morning. It is 10:12, excuse me, and it is time for the weather. Today is going to be a beautiful day, 28 degrees here in Whitewater, with a pretty good weekend. But unfortunately, tomorrow being Friday, there is a chance for snow showers in the morning with a 25 degree high. So that's kind of a bummer, isn't it, Sean?
That is a bummer. I mean, but hey, we got some good weather coming up, so looking forward to being able to at least enjoy the weather outside.
And during that last song, we had another shout-out from Nick B. from La Crosse, and this shout-out goes to Stephanie in Milwaukee for being an excellent mother. What do we got to play for him, Sean?
All right, we have Electric Avenue coming.
Park Avenue. And then they take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier. Can't afford a thing on TV. Deep in my heart, I abhor ya. Can't get food for the kid. Good God, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Seven, The Edge. Up next, we have our favorite segment coming up. This segment has been won 2 weeks in a row by the same person. We're hoping to get a new winner today. Don't forget, the line to call in for Name That Pokemon is 1-262-472-1312. It's sure to be an exciting day. What do we got today, Sean?
All right, everyone listening in, here are your two hints today for Name That Pokemon. First hint: this Pokemon is a normal type, so it is a normal Pokemon. Second hint, it is an all-male species, so every Pokemon you will get of this species will be a male. Those are your two hints. Call in today. This is Dan and Sean in the mornings. Up next, we're going to be bringing some music to you. Here we go. We got the 90s here with Share and Believe. You're listening. Dan and Sean in the mornings.
No matter how hard
That was Cher with Believe. You're listening to Dan and Sean in the Mornings on 91.7 The Edge.
During that song, we unfortunately did not have a winner for Name That Pokemon.
No one has been correct yet.
I guess you're stumping them today, Sean. It was a very hard question.
It was a tough question. So I'm going to add a hint here for all you guys that need the extra help. Sorry that you do. All right, here's a hint. This Pokemon has also been named after a zodiac sign. So your first hint, it's a normal Pokemon. Second hint, it's an all-male species. And third, it's been named after a zodiac sign. So
I think the calls will be rolling in now. That's a pretty helpful hint.
Hopefully that'll be enough for them. All right, we're going to go to some more music here. We're going to play some Cheap Trick, with Surrender. You're listening to Dan and Sean in the Mornings on 91.7.
I heard
Welcome back to Dan and Sean in the Mornings on 91.7 The Edge.
Over the break, we did have a winner. We had a couple calls in as soon as we gave the Zodiac symbol hint, but only one can be the winner. So, Sean, who's the champion this day?
The champion for today is Brett Y. from Milwaukee. He has won the Name That Pokemon contest for today, knocking Alex off of his throne of the past two shows. So congratulations to Brett.
And what was that Pokemon that was the winner, Sean?
The Pokemon was Tauros, everyone. Tauros is an all-male species, yes. That was a tough one, but congratulations to Brett for getting it. And here's his shout-out. This is Come On Eileen. You're listening to Dan and Sean in the Morning. And welcome back to Dan and Sean in the Morning on 91.7 The Edge. We got more music coming for you guys. This is a favorite of the 90s, and Dan really wanted me to play this one, so I guess this would be a shout-out to you, Dan.
Thanks, Sean.
Chumbawamba with Tub Thumping. You're listening to Dan and Sean in the Mornings on 91.7 The Edge.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
The Edge. This is Dan and Sean in the Morning. For all you listeners listening to our live stream, we got it back up. I mean, you're not listening right now if you don't know, but the only segment you missed was Today in History, which is unfortunate because today it was a good one, wasn't it, everyone?
It was a good one today, but unfortunate for those listening off live stream, they weren't able to hear it, but everyone around here in the Whitewater area did, so kudos to them.
Exactly. My thoughts, exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth.
All right, Dan, we want to get some more calls in, so tell them where to call.
Oh, definitely. If you want to get a request in, like so many have today, go to 1-262-472-1312. All right, what do we got coming up next?
All right, we got Rock This Town by the Stray Cats.
Back to 91.7 The Edge. Dan and Sean in the morning here, bringing you a great show today. It is 10:51. Only 10 minutes left in the show. We got a couple of requests we want to honor. So what do we got coming up next, Sean?
All right, we're going to play some Meatloaf here. This one goes out to Melinda. We want to thank you very much for calling in if you're listening around the area or on live stream. So Melinda, this one goes out to you. This is Meatloaf with You Took the Words Right Out of My Mouth.
Would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again, will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
Then does he love me?
Yes.
Yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
It was a hot summer night and a beach was burning.
right, welcome back to Dan and Sean in the Morning on 91.7 The Edge. We have time for about one more song. This next one goes out to a very special listener who is listening all the way from the Madison area and called in with a request for Something Sensual. What do we got for him?
All right, he wanted to hear Something Sensual. How does Marvin Gaye do for you? We're going to play What's Going On. This is our last song, so thank you for listening in.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
That's about all the time we have for today. The time is 11:01, and that about wraps up Dan and Sean in the Morning.
We want to thank everyone for listening in, everyone listening on the live stream. Sorry about the crash. Everyone listening on local radio, thank you very much. This is the end of our show, sadly, but thank you very much for tuning in to 91.7 The Edge. This is Dan and Sean in the Morning playing the best of the 70s, 80s, and 90s on WSUW Whitewater. Thank you, and now we are returning to local programming.